I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Let's just lose the political correctness for just one second and be honest with ourselves, right? Any piece of content that you take in mostly has a demographic that it is focused on, right? For the most part, it could be men, it could be women, it could be black, it could be white, it could be Latina. It is consumed by a demographic, and advertisers are going for a specific demographic, right? I don't know too many white folks that were watching Sisters. All right. Kind of surprised you with that reference.
Yeah. You really did. I was not expecting that.
Big at shot. All.
Okay. Did you still Google search?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
And man, I was just going to like tout you on your NAACP card.
Which I do have. But it has been really evident over the course of the last couple of weeks, this difference in our algorithms, these difference in music, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I hate this saying so much. I don't see color. Yeah. I think that is disrespectful. I think you should see color, and I think you should embrace color and embrace different cultures. And that's the only way we're all going to get along.
So
ignoring it to me is stupid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so to highlight this week, I mean, we all had a lot of discussions about the beef going on with J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and Drake, right? Where it was totally in Katie and Moe's wheelhouse. It was in their algorithm. And when they brought it up to us, the white folk, the whiteies on the show.
The whites.
That's more offensive than the whites?
No, neither are offensive. Whiteies just sounds really cheap. It sounds very Caucasian.
Hey, spoiler alert. Oh, I'm white. So with that, we thought, okay, there are different celebrities that our cultures are going to be more familiar with. So the assignment was for Mo and Katie to come in the names of celebrities that are well known in their community, and for the rest of us to come in with celebrity names well known in the white community and see if they know. Okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, who wants to start off?
I will start off. I Googled super white celebrities. Super white celebrities. So your first celebrity, Jeremy Allen White.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he's white in his name.
Yep.
You know who it is?
Who is Jeremy Allen White?
That's so funny. I don't really put him in the super white category.
What? Well, he's just a very famous white celebrity.
Oh, okay.
That I think most white people would know who he is.
True.
The actor that played in The Barrel. Everybody know that.
The actor who played in The Barrel?
The Barrel.
No. The Barrel.
No, he was on Shameless.
Oh. Oh, my man from Shameless.
For real, you got it right?
Wait, which character? Because I watched Shameless. I love that show.
She's a guest.
Are you for real? Look how getting she is.
So yeah, he was Lip on Shameless.
Yes. Oh, from The Bear.
Yes.
That's my man.
Yes, Chef. chef.
Yes, chef.
I never know his name.
Of all the shows, you just picked that out of your ass.
Yes.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. What did you say, Mo? The barrel?
Yeah, I made something up.
You just meant the barrel.
Barrel.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going for.
All right, you want to go here, Mo?
All right, I'm going to start off light with y'all. Somebody I think y'all should know. Damson Idris.
Oh, is it Idris Elba's? Oh, no, sorry. Wrong.
Yes. Yeah, it is Idris Elba's.
Idris Elba's
the young son, cousin, brother.
Yes.
It's
son. Huh?
It's Idris Elba's son.
It definitely is not.
See, I backtracked once I heard I was wrong. I was like,
what's his name again?
Damson Idris.
Elba.
Elba.
What's the first name? What's the last name?
He's most famous for starring in Snowfall and dating Lori Harvey.
Oh, he did date Lori Harvey, didn't he?
Okay.
Any one of these black celebrity males that come up, we could say dated Laura Harvey.
Lori Harvey, yes.
And we get 75%.
You're so white, you can't even get her name right.
You got the fact right, though.
All right, I got one for you. Pete Wentz.
Excuse me?
Pete Wentz.
Where'd he go?
Katie knows.
He's in a band.
Which band?
The Wentz.
The Wentzes.
The Wentzes.
Yep, it's Pete and the Wentzes.
Pete and the Wentzes.
Is it
the Whitey Wentzes?
Night and one more time.
Yes.
That one. Thanks for the memories. Even though they were so great.
What's the name of the band?
If you jump off a cliff, you what?
Fall?
Yes. And if you're not in, you're...
Fall Out Boy.
Yes!
Because Babyface wrote that song.
Yeah. Right, here's the problem, though. Pete Wentz is not white.
That was going to be my fact. Fun fact is that he's 50% Afro-Jamaican.
Really?
What?
All right.
Okay. Also related to Colin Powell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which is so funny because I also Googled Fallout Boy to get that name from that. And then I found out that Pete Wentz is actually
Afro-Jamaican. All right, Katie.
Lance Gross.
Good old Lance Gross.
Mm-hmm. Point guard for the Raptors.
He's wrong.
No, he plays hockey.
Come on.
Of all the sports, a black man is playing hockey.
He's the greatest pickleball player in the world.
He's definitely into curling.
Who is Lance Gross, Abby?
He's a golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all really sticking with sports here.
Yes.
He's an actor. Okay, who got his start on House of Pain, Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Who the ladies love a lot.
And Star. And there's another show. But yes, he's an actor.
Damn it.
I've never seen that man in my life.
Sexy Dark Chocolate. Women love him.
Absolutely.
All right, Abby.
Okay, I went really, really niche. I went really, really niche white people celebs for this. I'm not even sure the white people will know who this is. That's how white she is. Bridget Mendler.
That is...
Bridget Jones Diaries?
No.
No.
Country singer. Duh.
Nope.
Okay.
You got me. I have no idea who she is.
She's so white. Not even the white people know. She is the queen of Gen Z because she not only was a Disney Channel star back in the day, then she had a successful music career. Now she's getting her PhD at like Harvard or something.
Damn. Y'all are wrong.
It can't count if y'all don't know her either.
I know her.
Okay. All right.
We were all rooting for you.
You got it wrong. Uh-huh.
All right.
Is it me?
It's you.
All right. Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, yes, the founder of Kaluuya, obviously.
I know. He's in the Jordan Peele movie.
Didn't he also play Martin Luther King?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Jordan Peele movie?
Are we giving
with
him
the teacup?
Oh, Get Out?
Yeah.
That is Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
That's Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, look at Cassie. The great white boy.
Yes. That's Daniel Kaluuya.
He's an excellent actor.
He's also in an episode of Black Mirror that is phenomenal.
He's an incredible actor.
Oh, we could do this again on Monday.
Can we, please?
Yes.
That was fun.
I got so many more super white celebrities.
No, I don't have that.
The Burt Show.